This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For CBS. So where are all you freaks tonight talking about O.J. Simpson? The juice is loose, paroled, getting out, hitting the streets of Florida in a theater near you soon. He's walking out of Lovelock for the, whatever you want to call it, strong-armed robbery slash double murder, sans Los Angeles, back in the day. He's getting out. He served 9 of a max 33 sentence for armed robbery in Vegas in 08. 70 years old. Apologized for his role he played in the robbery, offered no excuses. He's out. He was acquitted of murder charges in the killing of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ronald Goldman, in the trial of the century. He had it all going today. The emotions, the thank yous, the whole act was going today that we're used to. But I mean, they were all watching, the prisoners, you name it. But Nicole Brown's sister was having none of it when he said he lived a conflict-free life. Tanya Brown watched the parole board and wanted to hurl. She was concerned about the flash of anger he displayed at one of the board members, but she was truly floored by his conflict comments. Who wasn't? Clearly a racial divide in this country like no other. The decision of the court back in the day in the trial of the century. Bottom line, all the blacks thought he didn't do it, and all the whites thought he did. Is that about right? He got off. He eventually ends up in prison for a pathetic robbery, and now he's getting out. By October 1st, he will be out and moving to Florida and will be under the guise of a parole situation where he's, believe it or not, able to drink and even, it says here, smoke medicinal marijuana if he gets a doctor's note.
He is going to need written permission if he's going to go back to Florida from his supervising officer.
From what I'm hearing, he's already got it. He's already got the state of Florida will accept the parole.
Didn't he say today, you don't want me here, right, in Nevada? You guys, I don't think you want me here, I think was the line he had about being
yeah.
in Nevada.
So I think the guy that I was talking about earlier was an interview that Jeremy Schapp did today with a guy that was part of the robbery. The guy originally that they were talking bad about today. Everybody was talking bad about this guy that called him to get his memorabilia back. The friend that was there testifying for him, his alleged friend, was not the guy I was talking about, Carver High. But
yeah, the guy that's the one of the guys that they held up that day was there. We were talking about this at the beginning of the show. We weren't sure. Was the guy that testified today?
Bruce Fromming.
Right. He's one of the guys that he held up. He was there in support of O.J.
today. And accepted his apology. He was a victim of the armed robbery. He says he had no clue that the guys he was rolling with were armed. I don't believe that either. So, Mary Ellen in D.C., you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, can I get a Guinness?
Get her a Guinness.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, since OJ's out now, do you think they can start hunting for the real killers?
Yeah, I think there's a possibility they could open up that canvas. I think that there's, and I'm sure he'll get involved, right? Because he said he was going to make it his lifelong mission. He was going to do that. It seems like I saw that his kids were very excited. The ones that were upstairs sleeping when he cut their mother's head off. They're realtors now in St. Petersburg, Florida, and they seemed really excited about their dad's parole hearing today as the son was out shopping for breakfast and didn't watch. So there you go. Justin and Sydney are his children from Nicole. So imagine that. Imagine, like, can you even imagine a guy, seriously, going and your kids are in bed and you're downstairs slaughtering your wife, cutting her head off, and then killing her friend from the restaurant? I mean, cutting him to pieces. Can you imagine doing that with your two little children up in bed? And then can you imagine that scene in that house? I mean, that blood, just an absolute bloodbath. Can you imagine it? I mean, it's the craziest thing ever. And those two kids were upstairs in their bedroom sleeping. And he was down there, I mean, just absolutely Jack the Ripper, right? I mean, I don't believe for 1 minute. I never have. I don't know. You must be insane to think that guy didn't do that. It's that simple. Like, I don't care what color you are. I don't care what race you are. Is there anyone really stupid enough to buy that? I don't even want to hear it. Don't even. If you don't believe that he did, don't even call me. Seriously. Talk to your dog. Go walk your doggy. Tell your dog. Dog won't talk to you. It'll just lick your leg. My dog goes to the bathroom on my leg. Ask Mafia. When I take my dog out, it attacks me. If I have a leash and I take the dog outside the house with the leash on, the first thing the dog does is it jumps up and it literally, like a pit bull, it attacks the rope, you know, the dog leash. It attacks it and puts it in the back of its mouth and attacks like the German Shepherd at the police academy. I mean, this dog just attacks, and then it goes to the bathroom on me.
Yeah, it tries to rip the leash out of your hands. It doesn't want to be controlled. It's like, get out of here. Leave me alone.
It attacks anyone with a leash. You name it, it's going to attack you. I mean, is my dog crazy or what?
Usually. He was actually kind of calm today when I was there. There's no bathroom incidents. He just kind of came over with his toy, said, what's up, wagged his tail a little bit. Wasn't going too crazy.
Yeah. You should have seen him later when I tried to take him out to go to the bathroom. It was like a war. And let's just say I don't lose the war. Now, where was I? I've lost my train of thought. Well, of course, I was talking about OJ, but where was I on the OJ? So, no, I just can't believe, seriously, tell someone else. I don't want to hear it. Like, if you don't, it's so funny. You know, what happened was, in my opinion, when you think back, it was so long ago, but I was doing the show then, obviously, that I think what happened was, is that, in essence, the police botched the whole thing, right? So they planted blood all over the crime scene, and they screwed it up. That's what happened. They were stupid, and they just absolutely destroyed that crime scene, and they did everything illegal imaginable to try to convict him, and it backfired on him, and he got away with double murder. I think everyone, realistically, that's what happened. Carver, would you disagree with that? Do you think that that guy killed those two people and that the police tried to frame him with blood everywhere? They put blood everywhere. They came and took blood samples and literally poured it all over the house. And they botched the crime scene so badly that he got off.
Yeah, I think that the police did a bad job with the
and his lawyers did a great job.
OJ's lawyers were unbelievable. He had the best lawyer. They were the dream team.
They were great,
and they found holes, and that's why he got off. Do I think that he did it? It sure seemed like he did. I'll tell you that. I remember it. I mean, I was a kid. I was, you know, 15, 16 years old, but I remember it well, and I've seen all the documentaries. We've watched them all over the, even more that have come out in the last year, the great 30 for 30 that they did. It certainly seems like he did it, but cops did a bad job with that evidence. They did a real bad job.
After it happened, where was he? After he killed him, where was he? No one could find him.
No one could find him.
Then what happened?
He was getting ready for a flight to Chicago or something.
Oh, yeah. Cut his hand.
Went a glass.
Then where was his best friend, Al, driving him around in a Bronco for hours on end?
That was a couple days later.
Putting a whole charade on with the cameras and the whole, he's in the back seat with a gun to his head. Who does that? Who does that unless they did it? Who does that? Who does all of that gallivanting and the whole deal unless they did it? Seriously, Mafia, did you think he didn't do it?
No, I never believed that. I mean, obviously, like we said, the evidence pointed, you know, very hard at him. It doesn't seem like there was any other theories or things going on. I know people have come out with conspiracy theories since, but you know, all the evidence pointed his way. It was just like you said, the mishandling of things by the police, whether it be, you know, them taking evidence at home and then bringing it back later, you know, mishandling it, not getting it right to, you know, the chain of custody right to this precinct where you knew it was locked up and safe, or you know, the way they prejudiced the jury against some of the cops because of tapes of, you know, how they felt about African-Americans. It just, his team was perfect the way they did everything. They picked apart every little thing, and the science wasn't there to lock him down like it might have been, you know, today and the way things are now. I mean, I think it would have been a lot harder to get away with it now. And I felt that he got off, you know. It worked in his favor the way that his team shaped everything.
All right, George in L.A., you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell, how are you, man?
Hey, George.
Listen, there's no question about it that he did it, in my mind. There's just no question. But the thing was there a rumor about Kardashian? Remember the one attorney that took the golf clubs, might have had the murder weapon in the club bag?
Right.
Yeah, there's no question about it. OJ's guilty as hell. And I think he should rot in hell for what he did. That was a terrible murder. Absolutely, you know, pathetic. And the way he acted... You know, innocent guy doesn't act like that, and there was no other suspect, so, you know.
I think that I've never seen anything like it in my life. That was the greatest thing I've ever seen, to be honest with you. That whole experience, the murder, the trial, that was the craziest thing I've ever seen. The car chase, the whole drama, even the shows of Made in America, the O.J. Simpson Made in America, that was the... You know, even to this day, when they run those documentaries, they're the greatest. It didn't win Emmys immediately. It was just the greatest story ever in my lifetime. There's nothing bigger than that double murder and that trial. Judge Ito, the whole thing. I can sit here and remember a lot of it. The Christopher Darden, the Furman, the Marcia Clarks. You remember all the lawyers' names, the Dershowitzes and the Kardashians, and then... it's just unbelievable what spawned off of that. I mean, the Kardashian was a great lawyer. And then his, you know, all of his children and wife end up this circus reality family on television. And then the whole deal with that and that, what that's turned into, our worst nightmare is that family. That from that case to this nightmare of a where they're everywhere all over us, that family, and then Bruce Jenner freaking out. I mean, honestly, like the whole thing is the most bizarre thing I've ever seen in my life. Sans nothing. Nothing compares to that. Name one thing that even compares to that. Someone will probably come up with something in about 20 seconds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.